Thank you, James. Hector is clearly a very plucky animal. And now, back to the news.
One dad's idea to bring together fellow fathers on the football pitch led to the creation of a special Norwich Football League. Match of the Dads was the idea of 37-year-old father of two, Paul Godfrey. And since it first started in April last year, it has grown to be a 7-team league with more than 50 players. Papathinaikos, Dad's Army, Dadalona FC, Real Mardad, Old Man Athletic, Dadston Villa and Dadford City are among the MOTD squads which play most Mondays at Goals in Hall Road. The main aim of MOTD is to get dads out and about, socialising with other dads at the same time as improving fitness, said Mr Godfrey, who works for Aviva and lives in Dussindale with his partner Lucy Danes and their daughters Charlotte 3 and Sienna 1. I also run another dad group, the Norfolk branch of the Dad Network, and I just thought, why don't a few of us get together and have a kickabout with football? The first time we had 12 dads and we decided at that point we would try to make it more regular. We're now in our third season and we have 56 dads on the books, making up 7 teams. It's a 42-match season in total and we also have a reserve pool of players for people that cannot commit full-time. It's a well-known fact that physical exercise can help alleviate symptoms of stress, anxiety and depression.
A cyclist has been praised for chasing down a robber and retrieving a woman's stolen handbag, all while holding a cheese sandwich. Joe Peroni came to the woman's aid after she was pulled to the ground and robbed by a man in Norwich on Tuesday evening. The 34-year-old, who was on his bike at the time, gave chase and pedalled after the criminal down Duke Street. Norfolk Police said the victim, who was in her 50s, was targeted shortly after 6 p.m. near the Ramsey Wells pub. Police said the victim received minor injuries to her knee, hip, ankle and elbow. The victim was in shock.
With buckets of water and sponges at the ready, a group of scouts, cubs and explorers have been out and about in Norwich, making sure the Go-Go Hares sculptures are looking their best. The team of young Volant Hares from the 17th Norwich Group spent Sunday morning washing many of the characters on the Go-Go Hares City Trail, which is being brought to Norwich by children's charity Break and Wild in Art. Tigger Hare, Go-Go Hero, Mr. Sell Hare Brait, Norfolk and Art Hare were among the 30 hares who enjoyed a wash during the Scouts' morning in the city. Norfolk Scouts are so pleased to be supporting the Break Go-Go Hares Trail this year, said Jane Warden, Deputy County Commissioner for Norfolk Scouts. With so many young people out visiting them, we thought it only fair to come and give them some tick and a hair wash to make sure they look amazing for everyone. As well as Sunday's good deed, many of the Scouts are also working towards a special Go-Go Hares Norfolk Scouts Challenge badge, which they can earn by completing a series of hare-related tasks, as well as following the Go-Go Hares trails. There are 3 different Go-Go Hares trails running throughout the summer. A city-wide trail of 50 hares, a trail of 18 moongazer hares across the county, and a second city trail of more than 160 leaping leveret sculptures.
A charity offering specialist support for armed forces veterans is to celebrate its 4th birthday by expanding its services. The Walnut Tree Health and Wellbeing was set up in 2014 by veteran Luke Woodley from Cossey after he developed post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, to celebrate the organisation's 4th birthday, it has expanded its services to support more people. They will include trauma reenactment therapy and improved family support training.
That's just about it for this week. Remember, we're always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on our answer phone at the Chatterbox office on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And we will call you back as soon as we can. And remember, you can find us on our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. chatterbox.co.uk. Please return to us your Chatterbox recording. Put it in the wallet and pop this in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label. Please remember that after this recording of Chatterbox, you can listen to Chat Around.
We hope you enjoyed this week's Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team who produced it. Our editor tonight was David Potten, and our sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So until next week, it's a cheerio from Chatterbox, from Mike Hutchinson and Pauline Goldsworthy.